Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 47. Today is Saturday, December 10th, or in Future World, it is Sunday, December 11th.
You are outnumbered this week. No. You are outnumbered this week.
I'm not worried. I don't care. I'm saying the intro. I say what I want. And considering it's what our second last show for the year, so yes. I do what I want. I'm just saying. So, I'm Lita. Hi, guys. And over there is Stone giving me a look.
Yeah, she's been eating fruitcake again.
I have not been eating fruitcake again. Actually, I think everyone ate the fruitcake on me. And,
whoa.
Yeah. So I've got no fruitcake.
So how was that? Was that the first time that people ate fruitcake on
no,
you?
No, it's because the fruitcake was damn good.
So you've had people eat fruitcake on you before. Great.
I've had fruitcake.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Re-listen to this part of the show.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we do have our guest. Niecy has come to join the craziness this week. Yay!
Hi, Niecy.
Hello.
Thank you for coming and joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, we are really thrilled because we get to talk about how you've been playing and your Bloodthirsties and all the good stuff that you've been up to. So we might as well get on with it. Tell us what have you been doing? And I know you've been leveling lots because I love to see the pictures on Twitter. Yay, which is awesome. Yay. So tell us how are all the toons going?
They're okay. I did lose two this week stupid moves, but it's usually how it goes, right? And I know this for a fact, but I was reminded of it quite pointedly by the fact that not every toon can take on the same level mob at the same level. So,
good point.
That rare that my priest could take on at 17, no problem. That rare on my level 17 shaman, no.
Oh
yeah, the ogre got my shaman and
over in Lockmoden.
Yeah, she it off fast enough and died.
Yeah. So how many bloodthirsties are you leveling? Like the lobies, not your at the moment. How many of the lobby bloodthirsties are you running again?
Total 10, but I think I've got 4 that aren't on the list yet.
Okay. All right. And are you going to be running them through exactly like the same zones? You want to continue, you know, keep that consistency of making sure you're doing the same quest, the same for them? Or are you going to mix it up a bit?
Well, I started to mix it up a little bit. And I was on my paladin, that's a Draenei. And I was like, you know what? I have done the Ashen Veil stuff before, so I'm getting kind of tired of looking at these owl beasts. I'm like, let me go over there. Well, I was having a really hard time leveling through Darkshore. I could not find a spot that I was happy with. Like, the mob were jumping in level too much for me. I didn't like it. So I'm like, I finally got out of there. I was killing the Nagas by the Black Fathom Deep's dungeon over there. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to, Astronar. Getting there. And I'm like, okay, all right. Oh, look, spiders. Let me kill those. I got out to kill the spider. My latency went through the roof. And I was like, what is going on?
What?
And I think I finally figured out that my system did not like all of the fire going on in Ashtonar. So I had to leave. And I was like, okay, so now I am taking everybody through the same exact path. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to be so sick of Loch Modan.
Wow. You know, it would be really interesting to see your stat kills on all these tunes, you know, like each time you get a level on them all. And be like, okay, I've just killed like 10,000 mobs, but all of these just to get a level on all these tunes. I reckon it would be awesome to see that. Probably a bit scary, but
yeah, I've actually been looking at my kills now on my priest, and I think I'm at 14,000 plus. And I'm like, oh gosh, it doesn't feel that many, but at the same time, it feels like it's been a lot more.
I'm speechless. 14,000?
Okay, I think it's like 14,500 and something, or it might be 14,600 and something right now. And I think she's got a total play time of 7 days, I think.
Wow.
And I'm just oh, there's no way. It feels like it's been so much longer than that.
I know, right? That is amazing, though. And what level is she at the moment?
She is 74.
Yay! That is awesome.
Wow.
Very, very cool.
Yes, and I took her on a safari.
Nice. And do you find that the priest is your most comfortable class? Obviously, you know, you've played her for quite a bit of time, but are you running a little baby priest as well?
Well, I've got a main priest, and so she's definitely my most confident character that I'm on. I think my shaman would probably be my second now that I'm in resto spec. I changed that spec. I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. Why am I going with specs that I'm not comfortable with? So I switched to resto on her. But so far, she's the one I feel the most confident on. And then I get really nervous when I'm in an area and I'm killing stuff. And I'm like, I don't like to feel this. And I'm like, something's wrong. I'm like waiting for something to walk up behind me.
Yep. Okay. All right. And what's your end goal? Is to get them all to max level, like time frame by the end of Legion, or just this is like a long-term project, just whenever they get up there? Or,
well, before I had really thought about setting a long-term goal on them, I was like, you know what, it'd be really cool if I could hit 80 on Soulbound before the end of the year. And then I'm looking at how much time's left, I'm like, that's not gonna happen. So I'm like, right now, if I can just keep everybody alive and at least get through to level 100, I think I'll be happy.
Yeah.
If I can hit max on all of them, that would be fantastic, especially for like personal reasons, because then I'll know that I can play these classes and that, you know, I can just hop on whatever.
Hmm. No, that's a good point. So how do you find, by changing your classes, like, do you have problems when you've maybe played your priest for a couple of hours and then you jump over to the shaman and you're like, where's everything? Or do you set your buttons up to all be like, main attack is this button on each turn? Like, how do you work it? Because my head's going insane just trying to think about, oh my gosh, all these tunes you're rotating through, which is fantastic. But do you ever get that, I'm not on this tune. I can't feign death, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. Do you remember what you're playing, I suppose? Is that the main thing?
It's funny because when I'm on the challenge tunes, I'm like, okay. I get on, I'm like, all right, this is the paladin. This is not the priest. or I'm on, okay, this is the mage. You do not have a bubble, at least as of yet, of any description on the mage. And I'm like, oh, look, I have a pet now. And so it takes me just like a couple minutes. I just kind of sit there and I'm like just looking at everything on my bars. When I'm on my mains and my alts that are normal tunes, a couple times I had hopped on an alt and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, where's my bubble? And I'm like, wait, this isn't my priest. And I'm like, oh God, what am I doing? And it's like, oh no, now I have to reroll it because I don't know what I'm doing. But I've actually been doing fairly well with that on the Bloodthirsties. I think because after every level they ding, I'm like, okay, in the end, new tune. So that way I'm just like trying to keep them as rested as possible, because once you get above level like 35, that rested is something that you treasure greatly.
Yeah. Okay. No, I could understand that. So what advice would you give to anyone who has not yet tried the Bloodthirsty? Like, what is it about the Bloodthirsty for you that has got you absolutely hooked on it, that you've made, you know, all these tunes, but you know, how would you convince someone to come try it if they've only ever done like an Iron Man?
I kind of like the challenge of it to see if I can actually sit there and not lose focus and get through the whole grinding process. It's definitely a challenge of sanity at times and definitely patience. And
okay,
we're live. Things are falling.
That's okay.
We're good.
But okay. I think it's like worth a try. I think if you can get to level 10, then I think that's the hardest part, is getting through the low level grindy stuff, because some of the low level starting areas can be a real pain depending on what race you go with. And because when you're low level, you're like, oh, I just want to go. And I will say, when I restarted my monk, I did a human and I was in the human starting area and I'm like, oh no, why did I go human? I do not like the starting area at all. I had a level 2 wolf almost kill me. I'm like, no.
So what? Is there races that you stay away from? Like, what's your ones that you just like, nope, definitely not going to go into doing that race for the Bloodthirsty?
I'd say Worgen, absolutely, okay. 100%, yeah. Hands down, I will not do it. Just based off of personal experiences, I've had the Take Back the City quest bug on me a couple times, and I've died from it. And I'm like running around, I'm like, hey, where's the NPC? It disappeared, and now I'm all alone. Yeah. And so it's like, okay, and I don't know where they are. So it's really scary. I'm like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. So definitely don't try a Worgen unless you want to live on the wild side and you're going to be like, hey, let's go for it. But I personally would stay away from it.
Okay, so what's your favorite class? What's your favorite race that, like, you go-to race of making a Bloodthirsty?
Honestly, I really like the Draenei, mostly because they've got that bonus racial heal. It's not a great heal, but it might help you till you can get to a Band-Aid just to try to stabilize yourself a little bit in a pinch. Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. That's a really good point. Stone, did you have anything you want to ask?
Yeah, do you have any advice that you'd like to give to Swords? Because, you know, he's like dying all over the place. This poor, poor guy.
Poor Zorts. Yeah, he was talking to me about recruiting me as his Bloodthirsty coach. now, I've actually started to do video tutorial for Zorts. I did one that he said he saw, and I'm going to do a new one for him every time I change where I'm grinding, so he can see what not to do and what to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are these
such a great idea?
Are these online? Like, can you share them, or is it
do have the first one that I did. It is uploaded to Twitch.
Okay.
On Angel Denise 55. I'm slowly getting that channel together. Hopefully by March I'll be able to start streaming.
Cool.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Are you gonna upload some of them to YouTube? Because Twitch will save it for 2 weeks unless you're a Prime member.
I'm gonna put them up on my YouTube channel as well. I don't have the name of it at the moment. I will grab it though, and I will move it over to there as well.
Awesome.
No worries. Well, let us know when you do that, and we'll make mention and put link on the website and in the show too, because that I would be really interested to see that, just to help myself, not just for Zorts, but that is such a great thing to do. Any kind of help,
yeah,
any little tips, anything like that is awesome. So that's a really great idea, Nisi.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing them myself, because you know it might because I did it way before and I just went nuts, so I can't do it in my current mental state.
I will say, if you've done it before specs came in, the specs do make a bit of a difference on the Bloodthirsty, at least. It's not quite as soul-crushingly grindy, where you're not sitting there for like an hour and you're like, oh no, I've only gotten one bar.
I still find the druid squishy, though. What?
When you go tank?
Well, I think I've got her in feral. What would you suggest, Nisi, with doing with my druid then? She's at 32 and I've got her in Desolus, and it's just, she feels a bit squishy. So what should I be looking at? Should I maybe get out of Desolus and go somewhere else?
Well, right now my druid is balanced, and I know she's still a bit of a baby. She's only 16, but I've been liking balance so far on her, and I did actually grind in Desolus when I went that way before I ended up on the Blood Elf, and Desolus is not a bad spot. I actually like grinding in, I can't remember the name of it. It's in the middle. There's, it's like a neutral flight point. And it's kind of like green all around it. I think it's near the graveyard with the Kodos. I was near the, there's a whole bunch of basilisks, and they're real easy. And you can do a path through the bottom if you come out the one side of the flight point area. Yep. You come out and then you can go through and loop around and get the basilisks on the bottom around this little lake or pool or whatever it is. And then you can go up the road and get to the top level of the cliff above it. And then there's a whole nother section around, like another little river. And you can loop back through there. And by the time you come back down and vendor and come back through again, they've already respawned.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's awesome. I will try that. Because I'm just up at, where is it, Nigel's Point? And those, you know, Scorpity things.
Yeah,
and
I didn't like those.
There.
And the satyrs or whatever they are there. There's some stealthy ones in there too. Yes. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, yes. Do not want.
No. I think I accidentally wandered in while I was killing one of the Scorpids. And I could, you know, when you hear that stealth, like you just hear it. And I'm like, where is it? What is it? What is it? And then sure enough, bam, he's like, got me. And I'm like, no. I'm like, heal, run. And yeah, I was like, I got away fine. I took a bit of damage, but I was like, damn you. That's right. Sneaky little satyrs around there. That's. So I will try that. Thank you for that. That's a really good idea. I didn't even think about going actually down, you know, down to that little town. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I will give that a go and let you know how it ends up.
I mean, that was like the easiest spot I could find out there, because you don't have to move too much, and there's not a whole lot. I mean, you can get into trouble in there, but you can't get into too much trouble. And it's sort of a quest hub too. So the only trouble that you'd really get into is if it's really busy and then the respawn rate gets a little weird where it's like spawning too fast. But if it's too busy, I would just stop and then come back in a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do with, I mean, Bloodthirsties have a limited amount of quests that they can have. What, we're capped at 150 stone?
Yeah, yes. Well, it's 150 for green, and then
150. Yes.
Well, my paladin's actually got a 300 cap on it because she's been sitting around that old, or that long, okay. Rather.
Yeah. So when do you utilize that? You're like, okay, I'm going to do this quest to get a bit of extra XP. Like, do you do that, or do you just stay right away from doing quest work?
Honestly, the only ones that have done any quests, aside from the ones that I start with, were the pet battle account-wide things, were my pandas, just to get out of the starting area. Mm-hmm. After that, I haven't done a single quest. Now, I'm probably going to have to do a couple quests to get into Pandaria, I think.
Yep.
But aside from that, I'm not planning on questing. I'm trying to conserve the number that I have in case I'm in a spot where I absolutely have to do it and I can't get around it.
Okay. So pretty much try and hang on to, like, don't waste using up a quest just for the sake of, oh, well, I'll get some XP and I don't have to kill stuff. Like, try and hold on to it in case you get to that point that you're like, oh, I really need to use doing a quest right now.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just trying to hold on to them because I'm thinking ahead. I'm like, okay, I'm not sure how many quests it is to get into Pandaria. I don't think it's that many. I think it's only like maybe 5 or 6, I hope. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, let me hold on to these for that. And then I think I saw that you can get into Warlords without questing if you go to Timeless Isle.
Yes.
And I'm not sure if I want to risk that or not. I might try that on my main first and make sure nothing goes wrong.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
But
always be safe.
I think okay. To get to Pand, the land, it's just the one quest, and it's just to get the...
Is it just the one?
It's just, you know, to get your ship over there, and then once your ship's there, then you can jump down and stuff and run. And there should be...
Okay.
And there's a portal to actually get back to your ship, too, if you really want a safe place. But that's in the town that's nearby. But I think that's all that you really need.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So I was like, I was a little nervous about that one. I'm like, I'm trying really hard not to quest because I'm trying to stay within the spirit of the challenge itself.
Yep. No, that's fair enough. All right. Anything else that you want to let us know about with doing the Bloodthirsty Challenge that maybe we haven't covered so far?
Not really that I can think of offhand. I do want to say, come on, guys, you can do it. Let's see some more clothies in there. I mean, you know, I've got a priest up there. I've got my mage at 24. So, I mean, you can do it now. Just have to be careful.
Absolutely.
Patient. No,
that's a good idea. Patient.
Very, very patient.
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Which I don't have.
We're extremely thrilled that you're, you know, running all these Bloodthirsties, and it is fantastic to see the progress that you're making, Nisi. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. And we can't wait to see where you go from here, because it's very exciting. It's nice to see other people having a lot of fun and, you know, making lots of tunes. Yay!
Probably more than I should be.
Yeah, oh, that's all good. That is all good. It's nice to see it, so that's great. Now, did you do anything else in your week other than play challenge tunes that you want to tell us about?
Well, once I got a level on everybody, then I was like, okay, let's go work on my main, and I just did some world quests on her and tried to do some pet farming and some mount farming, and that was kind of it was kind of a quiet week, and so I try to play when my husband's not home, and So that way I don't feel like I'm taking time away from stuff that we need to be doing together. So it's kind of a quiet week in non-challenge related things.
Oh, that's fair enough. I think your challenge tunes definitely makes up for the other the other yes. part, because it's very, very, very exciting. So good luck. We wish you the best of luck. So yeah, and can't wait to see what you've got in store with these tunes. So Stone, how about you? What have you been doing this week?
My wife is not working right now, so she's at home. And because she's at home, we get stuff to do. So, I mean, I've been busy with my main and playing, quote, normal WoW, but I did do my Iron Man stuff. So I started on my Horde guys and just getting them to level 20. I think what I was going to do is, once I get them to 60, I was going to try to get them all through Outland one at a time. And go with the characters that I feel more confident on first, so that I can make notes on what I need to watch out for the squishier characters, I guess, or the ones that I don't feel so good about. So, I mean, this week I really only did the Shaman and Druid. And I did the Shaman in Northern Barrens, and the Shaman is squishy, man. It wasn't fun. I got to 20 and I was like, oh, thank goodness, and let's move on, because I don't like it here. So we're gonna, I parked them back at Crossroads, and then we're gonna go up to the forest. I'm kind of thinking I might do the forest until 25, and then I might go to Dranglethorn. Not sure though. Or actually, no. I might go to Eastern Kingdoms and go north, and do the Forsaken route. I'm not sure yet. But the Druid I did Ashara, and I don't know. Everything went pretty smooth. I made a mental note to not take the rocket from the island over. And I just, because there's a, you can go speak with Malagos or Malak. There's a dude there that wants you to go check something out, and he gives you a quest, and with that quest he gives you a little buff to walk on water, so it makes it a little bit quicker to walk across the island to the mainland and not have to take the rocket across, because the rocket, sometimes the parachute doesn't open, and then you die. And that's no good. So I don't know if that's a lag thing or what, but I didn't do the rocket jump. I killed some things on the shore, and then I was pretty much level 20. It's going pretty quick. I'm doing a lot of main character stuff, so I created an account for my wife, and
Your wife.
Well, because she doesn't really play. So she, it's funny. Well, she hasn't really played since, I'm going to say Burning Crusade, like at the very end of it. So, but we have played off and on, okay? And we've been played with groups, and we'll play for about 3 or 4 months, and then it fizzles out because we're busy, and like we would try to play once a week, and then things get busy, and then we don't play that week, and then it ends up being 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks, and then it's like, oh, do you want to play again? Well, we're not really, right? So it's that kind of thing. So
yeah,
I created the account for her now to recruit a friend for myself. So I want to get one of the mounts, right? And I'm actually dual boxing with Hotkey Net and Jamba. So it's actually working out pretty good, but I mentioned it to her, so she's like, well, like, you want me to play? I'm like, yeah. I just didn't ask her because I thought it was going to be like a, Like,
I made you an account. I'm just going to play. Oh, you want to play? Yeah, sure.
Well, because I thought, you know, I thought it was going to be like a, you know, just immediate. No, no, I don't have time for that stuff. So, yeah. But yeah, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so a little bit of time is going to be taken away again from others, from
so
Iron Man.
So when's she going to make her first challenge stream?
Oh, no, no, she, there's no way.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be that funny. Would be awesome. She would get mad at me if she died or got red flagged. There's a couch over here. It's pretty good, which is not bad, but I'll be there for a while. So,
yeah. Happy wife, happy life. Always
I try.
Remember that.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
Yeah, but pretty yeah. much that's all that really for this week, I guess. I've got about 3 characters to get to 20, and they're already at like 13 or 14 because I got them XP with the 12th anniversary daily.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just sitting there waiting to go. Lots of rest XP, which, you know, it doesn't really matter low level, but, you know, it's still nice to have. So,
okay.
Yeah, Lita, hi.
Me! Well, I hadn't really done a lot of challenge tune stuff this week. I've had a pretty busy week, real life, actually. But I did get to jump on my Night Elf Hunter. She is still level 60. Uh-huh. I decided I would go get a bear. And I was like, I'll go get a bear. Where am I going to go to? No, I'm not going to go to Lochmoden. There's bears in Elwyn Forest. Yep, I'll go get one of those brown bears. So I get back to Stormwind because I was in Hellfire. And I take the portal out there, fly down to where the bears are, you know, running around just out of Golchar. And I'm like, oh, there's a bear. That one. That'll do. So I tame him. And that was fine. I had a slot spare. So yay. And I hearth back to Hellfire, and sure enough, there's the stable dude. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Stable Dude, I'm going to put my gorilla away. I don't need my gorilla at the moment. I'll keep my turtle, and I might keep the boar, but I'll put that one away. And I open up this to the stable guy, and he's like, here, you've already got a bear. And I'm like, okay. So I had tamed the white rare bear in, where was that? Was that Lochmoden?
Karanos.
Oh, yeah.
Karanos. Like, thank you. Yes.
For the quest?
Completely I forget. Yes.
Okay.
Because I did the quest, but I didn't finish the quest. I tamed it first, and then I waited till it reset, and then I killed it with the white bear.
There's actually another white bear out there that's a silver dragon that runs around where the trolls on the rams are.
Oh.
His name is Bjorn, B-G-U-R-N, O-U-R-N, something like that. He drops a bag when you kill him, so tip for low levels going through there.
That's good. That's bags are always good. So
yes, please.
Nice. So yeah, I thought it was quite funny that and then I just put the brown bear in my stable and got my white bear out. But I honestly couldn't remember that I had the white bear. So that was quite funny. And I still got heaps of quests in Hellfire. So I decided I'd go do some quests just before we started the show, and I'm about a bubble and a half, so I put on probably about maybe 4 or 5 bubbles just with doing some questing, and I'm about a bubble, maybe a bubble and a half from 61. And yay! I had that scary moment when I was killing the, you know, the worms that pop up out of the ground, you know, it's got the smoldering boulders on the ground, and I had to go and kill 15 of those. And anyway, I'm over there, and I could feel, I could see in the distance, there was the Fell Reaver, and I'm like, that's okay. He's way away from me. That's good. Excellent. Okay. So I'm going kill, 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 kill. And next thing, all of a sudden, I saw the ground shake.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, because I'm going, no, there's no worms. There's no worms. There's no, you know, there's no boulders this month. There, I've got to go over to that patch, you know, like probably about 50 meters away. And then I hear, you know, then it goes clunk again. And I'm like, and that whole part of me is like, what's going on? And then I heard that, you know, that big metallic, I can't even do it, but that really horrible sound.
That's awesome.
I didn't even swing her around. I swung the camera around, and sure enough, about 50 meters away, the fell reaver's there, and I'm like, and I just go, run. I'm like, come on.
Oh my gosh.
And I just ran past, and pretty much where I was like the last pat point before it turns around and then it heads back on its path. Oh my gosh. I tell you, my heart was like, I was like, oh, calm down. That was a bit too close. But because it was like over the other side. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, Cody moves fast. So that
aren't there more than one?
Yeah,
that's what I've wondered.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's more than one. Yeah.
Because I'll be sitting there, I'm like, okay, he's over there. And then like 5 seconds later, I'm like, wait, what just happened?
There's two. Because as I ran away from that one, and I'm like standing there looking at my screen, just going, breathe. It's okay. You're okay. And then I could see over in the distance. So I'm like at the bottom of Honor's Hold. You know, just kind of just off from where the mine is. And I can see right across Hellfire heading as if, you know, like past where the PvP section is. And beyond that, I could see the other Fell Reaver padding back. And I'm like, you guys are evil. Evil, I say. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. Now, I can laugh now, but at the time, like, my poor self was like, So yeah, so there is definitely two there, and they are sneaky because they walk faster than I remember them walking. I'm sure they never walked that fast. So yeah, just be really careful when you're questing in Hellfire. I keep thinking I should maybe get out of Hellfire, but I kind of like there's heaps of quests, and it's quite good. So
you're a hunter. I don't know, right? So I mean, as a hunter, you could easily go into the next zone and just kill things, right?
Yeah, so. I could, but I know people who have not had very good luck over in Zhangamash.
Don't go into caves, and then you won't suffer Azzy death.
Well, I didn't. I'm not going into any caves in Hellfire. I'm just trying to, you know, look at where I'm going.
Oh, I've you know where it's time. Good in Zanger? If you go over to the dried up swamp, if you go around the outside edge and slowly pick off the spore bats and the swampy guys as they walk up to the edge. And there's some basilisks on the backside there where nobody really hangs out either.
Okay, well, I will have to have a look for quests though, but yeah, I'll see. I'm just gotta remember that, you know, the Reavers are obviously patting a bit faster than I'm used to, but I might have to, I don't know. I'll see. I kind of wanna conquer getting through Hellfire. I feel like, you know, it's something that I need to do. So, yeah. So we will see about that. As he says that he's has the cave mastered. There you go. That's good to know.
Yeah,
that is very good to know. I'm not going into the cave though.
No. I mean, even if they say that they fixed bugs, I wouldn't trust it.
Mm.
No. So.
Yes. No. Definitely. So. Yeah. So that's pretty much all I did. I didn't get time to jump onto the Bloodthirsty, So I'm happy though. I did get to get some bars on my big girl, and just need time to actually sit down and like really get a good couple of hours played on her. So we will see from that. Now, the other thing that I want to bring up, there is some very sad news that happened this week. For you guys may or may not know, and I just wanted to share with our, basically our challenge people to let you know, Varishna from Control Alt Wow passed away this week. And Control Alt Wow, I used to be a part of that podcast. I still love that podcast. Aprilian's one of my best friends, and Varishna has been a good friend for quite some time. So I'm going to try to get through this without bursting into tears, but I'm sorry if I do. Control Alt Wow will be doing a live show tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm assuming that's
Eastern.
Thank you. It will be like probably 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning for me. So unfortunately, I need to sleep because I have got work, but Aprilian wants to share any Varishna moment. So if there are any people that have got some, I know that she would love to hear from them, from you guys. You can email Aprilian at control@wow at that's CTRLALTWOW@gmail.com. Varishna was a big supporter of Stone when he was getting the Iron Man and the Challenge Tunes up. We were very thankful that, well, through Control Alt Wow is how I met Stone and we became friends. And having Aprilian and Varishna embrace doing the Iron Man Challenge, and also I'm just trying to think if he tried. I know he didn't try Pacifist. I think he did give Bloodthirsty a go, but he really loved to do the Iron Man, and he tried really, really hard, and he lost a lot of tunes. Zort, seriously, probably got nothing on what Varishna had lost.
The last one that I really heard was version 6.6, like 0.62 or something like that. So he's like six, at least that high, at least.
He just loved giving it a go, and he had tried so many times. I've seriously lost count how many times he tried it. I think the highest he ever got to was maybe about level 30. And the thing that he always liked to do, he loved to make a blood elf. He was so into his blood elves. It was just the class, the race that he really loved to do. He always normally would make a hunter. And he always just wanted to be able to do an iron and play it his way. And there was many times that we would say, you know, you've got to slow down. And he's like, yep, I probably should, but no, I just want to play it my way. That's why he did lose quite a few tunes. He really loved giving the Iron Man a go. He was a great supporter of what we do. He will be greatly missed.
Yeah.
And I can't speak, sorry.
And now I'm gonna try to speak, and
sorry.
That's why Lita does this stuff, because I'm no good at it either. So you will be missed too. Very much.
So if anyone wants to check out the show, go give Aprilian as much love and support as you possibly can. That would be awesome. So, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
You're supposed to do this part. I'm going to do this part.
I know.
So that was stupid of me. Right, okay. I was going to news in World of Warcraft. There is no news. There is no news. So let's go into the next part. I mean, okay, listen. They had a hot fix on December something. I don't know what it was. It was just earlier this week. I'm going to say the 6th. And there was a couple class changes, but nothing huge. So, but nothing big. So you don't really need to worry about it. I don't think it's anything that will affect us all.
Yep.
So, site news. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So, there's... I'm trying to... No, I had it all kind of laid out, and now I don't. So, let's talk about the pacifist challenge, okay? As we all know, there's a thing called proximity kills. And if you are not a pacifist, you don't really care about them so much. But when you level up, basically how this works is that if you're close to something being killed, you will likely get credit for it. And that could be, even if you are not even trying to kill it, you could be seeing it being killed and are like, oh no, run away. And you will get credit with the kill, and for our current rules, you are red flagged. So, this, as if you haven't listened to this show before, there's actually, you can see it right now. There is a character that's at level one, level 100, that is red flagged. And this is when that was the max. So, basically, what happened is that her character happened to be around a kill about 45 minutes before she hit level 100. So because it happened beforehand, she got red flagged. There is no killing blow. So with the rules at the time, she's red flagged. Well, as they are now. So there, I don't want to say names. Okay. So you can all get mad at me. That's okay. But it was brought to me saying, again, why don't we allow kills? Right? It's not the first time that we've talked about letting folks have kills or letting folks have creditor kills. And it's always been like, well, we've seen two people make it. So it should be... You should be able to do it with more, right? I would say the two people that made it are veterans, and I don't think it is possible now, especially now with Legion, because you've got an extra 10 levels and you need to really worry about kills. So, with some back and forth, I guess, what I'm prepared to do, and it's not 100%, but is that what we want to do is allow up to two kills. So, however, if you have one kill or two kills, we will then check your killing blows. If you have no killing blows, you are still green flagged, because we will assume that is, you were just near something and you could not get away from it quickly, and you got tagged with a kill. If you have killing blows that are equal to or less than the number of kills. So let's say if you have two kills, but you only have one killing blow, or you even have two killing blow, then you will be yellow flagged. And I know for some people that would mean it's like a red flag, but it's not. That's if you actually killed it. Okay. If you have three kills, we will not check your killing blows, and it will just be a red flag. So it will be like, as if you had your third strike. So basically, with how this would be, is that it would still require you to be extra careful to not get proximity kills, and if you will, and if you do happen to get one or two, and you don't have any killing blows, then you will still be green flagged, and you'll be fine. The other thing that we would do is that we would apply this change to all characters. It doesn't matter if it happened now or if you had your character from before, it would happen to everybody. And mainly because when we began to track the challenge, it was a little bit before Warlords, but not by much. And Warlords was what really brought in the whole proximity kill thing. So basically, any tune that was created will get their flag flipped. So for instance, Zyrell, she has one kill, but no kill. Blows, and so she would be considered a pacifist champion, and honestly, rightly so. There would be others that would change to green, and others would go to yellow, and others would remain red. So if you have no kills and you have killing blows, for instance, like Fair here in chat is saying you're getting killing blows from the dark moon fair, you would still be green flagged. However, if you got one kill, you would then be red flagged under these new rules. There is, you know, some talk of saying, hey, let's allow like 10 kills, let's allow more. We have to start small, okay? I firmly believe, you know, doing the one, two kind of okay, that's fine, because you know Blizzard has allowed this thing in. If it proves that two is not enough, then we can go higher, but you know, we'd have to see more stuff. And I would say, I guess the last part is that, you know, we would make, you know, the decision over the Christmas break and stuff, so that, you know, the changes would go live January 1. And these changes are not 100%, but I would love to see some
feedback
that I haven't already seen. So, you know, like I've seen stuff, right? So I don't know if I'd want to rehash things over and over. It's just, you know, if you've got something new, let me know for sure. And so I guess that's one change. Okay, that's on the table.
Pacifists.
Yeah. Now, Bloodthirsty. So last week, we saw that there's a character that was listed on both, okay? And I said, you know what, that's fine. But when I really thought about it, I was like, no, because I think that you should be on one challenge if you're going to follow the rules on that. And if you're going to be on Bloodthirsty and you follow the full rules, I kind of don't think you should be on. I don't think you should be on the Iron Man. That's not the entire reason for what we're going to talk about next. The other reason is that we have never, ever once had somebody hit max. And I think when you look at the challenge overall, like from one to max, while yes, you can kill things in Legion without having a weapon and all this and gear and all this, I think that it is I think it's like a 1% kind of thing, right? Even less. I think it's like one of those things where, oh my goodness, somebody just looted the time loss pro no Drake. You need to have skill, but you also need to have a little bit of luck on your side too. And I think there's a perception that the challenge is too grindy, and too slow. So I've been talking with quite a few people that are involved in Bloodthirsty, and as well as some others that are not quite involved, but I do value their opinions very, very much. That just to shoot some things at them and see what they say. What I wanted to do is add something that Bloodthirsties would be allowed to do that Iron Man are not allowed to do. We got people. My son's going to the washroom, so incoming toilet flush, just to let you know. So, for instance, when you look at Iron Man versus Pacifist, they are allowed to use profs, okay? Mm-hmm. While Irons can't. So we're looking at letting Bloodthirsty get something that Irons don't. So the goal here is not to change the Iron Man; is to change the Bloodthirsty a bit. So there were three things that popped out at me, and speaking with folks, we'll just kind of, I want to sum things up. I have names in my notes, but I don't know if I want to give names because I don't want people to get mad at them and stuff. So, you know, you can be mad at me. It's okay. So the first option was allowing green gear. And really what it boils down to is, you know, if you have green gear, you get too many bonuses to your tune. So you get plus 50 to your health, and you know all this stuff. And I think it would make your character way, way too strong. One of the options is, what if it's only one or two pieces? On my side, that would make things harder to track, and I think more complicated for players, and we don't want to do that. We want to keep it simple, so we want to keep the change as simple as we can as well, and I think allowing only one or two pieces will also let people understand how gearing kind of works, and that's something that honestly I would prefer to keep as quiet as we can so that people can't exploit. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that was an option, but I think it could keep, I think it could be used a little bit in too much in the way that it's not really meant to. Now, the other option was professions, is to allow them to have profs. And honestly, I think that it would have the least impact because, you know, they can pick anything that they want, and it's just some extra XP. My main concern is that it could be used a little bit too much and not encourage killing. So, for instance, like, I kind of foresee that folks might start killing up to as many kills as they need for a certain level, and then go and do the safe thing and mine and herb, which we don't want to do that. Another option was to allow only secondary profs, so only allow cooking, fishing, and archy, which is nobody had brought that to me except for one person, and it was like, oh, well, that, you know, when we did the math, it was it showed that you could use up to 60 quests a month, and 30 of those were for fishing. So it seems like, okay, you can level up as a bloodthirsty where you're supposed to kill things, but we're going to let you have some extra quests. And the other thing to consider is that we didn't want to adjust the quest cap, because we already went from 300 down to 150, and allowing the extra quests would quickly eat into those. Sorry, there's a hair floating around, Bob. It's an option. It's just not my preferred option, because I think it doesn't encourage killing, and I think that's what the challenge should be. The other option was talents, and I will tell you that right off the bat, my first thing was no, talents will make things way, way too easy. And I will say that I spoke with many people that their immediate reaction also was no. But when you look at the overall feel, talents might actually be the best option, because it keeps it simple. And it's something that we know bloodthirsties will use. And it won't give them as much of a boost to killing as green gear would. Like, green gear, hands down, I will say right now, green gear is not an option, because it will give a huge boost. Talents, they give some boosts, but generally there's like three tiers in there on being able to run faster, being able to CC or to break CC, right? Or something like that. Anyway, so it's not just straight boost to trying to kill things, but there are some as you get higher on. There was another suggestion saying, can we only make the changes for characters that were level 100 and up, which is an interesting idea. The only issue I kind of have with that is that I don't think I like having the rules one way, and then when you get to a certain level, now your rules change, right? I think that would make it a little bit more confusing, and it kind of keeps it away from the keeping it simple thing. So overall, I mean, taking everything into account, I think the idea, I think the plan is that, again, if there was going to be a change being made, it would be on January 1. And we would be aiming at talents, which it feels weird, but it would also let a bloodthirsty, if they chose not to do talents, they have the option to not use them, okay? And that's okay. And then if you wanted to, then you could be on both the bloodthirsty, and you could also be on the Iron Man list, and that's completely fine, right? And that's actually pretty cool. You will make it harder on yourself, but that's okay. But the change would be for the main bloodthirsty challenge. The rule would be retroactive. I mean, it doesn't matter, because nobody's ever picked them. I have been asking around a lot, trying to get a lot of opinions about it, because this is not a change that, you know, you can take back easily, right? So once we go down this road, we've gone, you know, down this road. So, but I mean, at this point, considering how many people have been playing it, I think we're at 815 characters, and that's not counting. Oh, that is counting ones that I've removed. we've not had anybody hit max. We've had some people get close, and I'm holding out hope on some folks, but I'm not overly optimistic about it. And I would prefer, honestly, to see more characters higher, but not necessarily saying, oh, you're a new champion, and you're a champion, and you're a champion, you know, like, that's not the goal here. And I think when you look at it, talents might be the way to go. I'm not 100% yet, but it's looking like that way. I mean, I guess I would, sorry, just reading chat. Out of 815, who are the 15 characters that are not Nisi's?
Only 10.
Yeah. So, okay, like, but, you know, this is not a decision that just, you know, just because. It's been on my mind for a long time, and I wanted to see how Legion played out with the weapon. And now that we see that Iron Man can make it without it, I know that I would not feel comfortable saying that the weapon should be allowed for bloodthirsty. It's just, it kind of, you know, goes along the lines of green gear. A lot of your points go into that weapon and make you very, very strong versus talents, where it's you pick it at level 15, 30, 45, 60, 75, and 100, right? No, 90, and then 100. That's your 7th tier. And that's it. And then you gotta work with that. So it's not like you're getting tons and tons of extra stuff, but you're getting help now. So you're gonna get a little bit of a boost. Like I said before, honestly, it does feel weird. It might sound weird, but we'll see. I mean, if you've got something that you think that we haven't covered, please let me know. I'm very willing to chat with you on Skype. I pulled in quite a few people and just at like a moment's notice just to ask them. And thank you very, very much. You all know who you are. If you want to say who you are, that's okay. I just didn't want to name names in case I don't want people to be like, oh, you're the, you know, so and so that, you know, agree that
it was like me. Saying it's fine. Okay. It was me.
No, I there was I'd say a good 6-7 people now I've talked with, and so if you've got something that maybe we haven't already covered, let me know. This again would be a change that we do.
Email
forum. Well, excuse me. Email me, tweet. I prefer a private Skype chat. If that's not good for you, that's okay. I guess just send me an email. I would say not post it publicly, in that the only thing I'd be worried about is that the conversation gets devolved. We only have, what's to the 10th, we have 21 days, okay? And I would say that overall a decision would be made after Christmas, before New Year's. So, if you've got something, great.
2 weeks to Christmas.
Know. Oh, don't. No. No. Carrie luckily told me what I'm allowed to get her, which is great, because usually she doesn't give me anything and I have to go figure something out, and now this year it's really easy to do, which is awesome. So I'm okay. Anyway, so that's where I'm at. And again, thank you for we'll make spec change of blood gun. Has he?
Yeah. Oh, this man. One, he needs to run two. He can run one iron and one bloodthirsty. Why not?
Yeah.
Go for it, Azzy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can move on to the state of the challenges now.
Yeah. Sorry for the diatribe, but well, it was a big word even for me. But again, thank you for everybody that I talked with, and especially on just a quick, you know, because I just, you know, hey, are you available? And you know, I respect that you guys have other things to do besides a silly game and a challenge and stuff like that. So, thank you again, and hopefully I won't anger too many people.
Well, it's exciting. We'll see how it goes. So,
yeah, we'll see.
Thank you, everyone. No, it's exciting times. Looking forward to it.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's go on to the state of the challenges for this week. And I'm going to do the iron. So, yay. All right. So, Never Die W hit level 81. Zaya the Rogue hit 82. 8 hit 84. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Never Died H hit 91. Oh, my God. How many is that? Holy moly. Never Died Blood hit 96. Beaches hit 100. And Never Died S hit 100 as well. So what's he got?
No, hold on. The other one was Never Died SH. It was 91.
Never Died S. Oh, Never
so
Died
So I would assume that's a shaman.
Probably
a shaman.
Okay. But still... He's running four. That's amazing. Yeah. Well done, Never Died. That's awesome. Geekster! Woo! Hit 102! Geekster is our highest new iron from level one in Legion to hit 102. That is awesome, sir.
You've got some pressure on you to be the first. Just saying.
No pressure. No pressure. Don't. Yeah. Anyway, grats. That's awesome. All right. Ferris Sky hit 104. And Feriona hit 109. Woo! Grats.
Very
this
nice.
Is an awesome week.
Yeah. I'm expecting her to get to 110. I was looking for it, and she didn't do it. So, it's probably this weekend, I would hope. And hopefully nothing goes wrong. I'll knock on wood.
Jeez, stop talking, Stone. Okay. All righty. Nisi, can you do the Bloodthirsties, please?
Sure. This is really weird. Okay. So, Soul Totem, mine. Poor Shaman, RIP at 17. Blood Zorts. Oh, Zorts, buddy. RIP at 17. We'll get you there, I promise. Soul Shot. Mine, 19, yay! Poison Soul, mine, level 20. Soul Shield, 22, also mine. Gore Crazed, 23. Conjured Soul, also mine, 24. Cruel Madness, hit 50. Soulbound, also mine, hit 74. And Never Died Blood, hit 96.
Wow.
Good job, guys.
Awesome. Sorry about your losses.
Come on, we need some more people to knock me off the list.
I know. That's awesome, though. Look at you go.
Wow.
You go, girl. That's what I say. Congratulations. 74, though. That's on your priest. That's awesome. All right. Stone.
Pacifists. Okay. So Pond Frog was red flagged at level 43 with one kill. I went to go check the character, but... It was already gone, and I couldn't check to see if there was killing blows, because I'm curious, because if there was no killing blows, technically, then, you know, if we, talking about the old rule, like the new rules that we kind of want to do, then it would have still been green flagged, which kind of sucks. So I would say, Pond Frog, if you're listening, I think they were in chat. If you're still in chat, see if you can delete your character, because... Don't just delete it. So see if you can bring her back. So Schnuffle Tips hit level 44. Flower just Schnuffle Tips. Yeah, it is tips, not types. It's Schnuffle Tips hit level 44. I don't know. It's funny.
That was was your typing, too.
Yeah. So Flower Child hits level 48. Dove hits level 51. Ferillion hits level 53. Huey Hamster hits level 56. Inapt Iron hits level 68. Latifolia hits level 73. Serenella hits level 74. And Gola Yapravda hits level 83.
Very nice. I'm glad you are doing pacifist from now on. I am not doing pacifist ever again. Thank
I can't wait till
much.
Next week, because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, you're doing pacifist. That's it. Oh, excellent. Mm. All right. Actually, we might just have a guest do it. Mm. We could always do that, too.
Yes, we could.
We will see. Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right. So, Pond Frog. See, I can't even.
I'll be right back. I have to deal with Bob. He's got something and he's making noise. You do your thing. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Was just saying that he had deleted her, but he's going to check on that. So maybe that tune might come back. So awesome. We will.
Fingers crossed.
We will wait. Yeah, we will wait and see. Because if the changes go ahead, then cool. Cool. That will be very good because 43 as a pacifist, I'm already thinking, whoa, you know, that's a lot of work. That is really cool.
That had to hurt. Oh,
have you tried a pacifist, Niecy?
I have. I got up to level 17 and then got totally wrapped up in Bloodthirsty. And I actually ended up deleting it because I'm like, I don't have time for this.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Yes. I can see why. You know, that's running 10 Bloodthirsties is awesome. I love it. That is fantastic. All right. And our chat room says it has to wait 8 days to undelete. Oh. But there's the possibility we will get he will get that tune back. So yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep that's us awesome. Updated.
Yeah, let us know. Alrighty, how about we go on to Chit Chat? This is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas quests and all those kind of things. So, Niecy, can I get you to take the first one for me, please?
Sure. Okay, we have Chris from Facebook. He writes, hello, I'm attempting to do the Bloodthirsty WoW Challenge, and I'm in the starting area currently, level 4, I know there is a quest limit, and I haven't picked up or done any quests whatsoever, but it's showing 12 completed on my stats. Is that an issue? And as far as I'm concerned, unless we hit that max, it's not an issue.
Yeah. So I basically said the 14 or the 12 quests that were done are actually the pet battle account-wide quests. All characters get, and the 150 limit actually considers that you could have I think it was 56, because on my character I always start off with 47 quests or 48 quests, but I think the maximum that you can get is 56, I think.
Yeah.
So
and don't forget to check when you make the new tune is to go into, so where do they have to go again? I'm just trying to remember the you've got to go into to click your box for your character only.
Yeah, so you go into in interface and go on social, and there will be a checkbox saying display character achievements only. And that will separate out the account-wide stuff, except for pet battles. That doesn't. That's always there. It's always there. It's such a pain.
Yeah, I think I'm like always showing 28 on mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for that. Okay, we had Jess on Twitter. So pacifist challenge. You can't equip higher than white items, but what about fishing poles and hats? White items?
Right. So you can't. Right. So you're not allowed to equip blue blue hats to help you with your fishing, or green hats or green fishing poles, it's still got to be white. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
And I mean, there is a green, there is that quest over you couldn't do it as a pacifist, but that used to give you a green. I was so excited when I got that green fishing pole over in mental blank. Now I can't think of Hinterlands over on the coast, you know, where the turtles are. That one. I was so excited when I got that fishing pole. I was like, yay! But yes, for a pacifist, you can't do that quest anyway because you gotta kill stuff. You gotta kill the turtles! So. But I'm sure you can get a white hat. I'm just trying to remember. I'm sure I've got a white hat with a buff on it?
That's not a enchant or something? Because I don't think you can apply... I think there is a fish... boost enchant that you apply in your gloves. Maybe I'm confusing it with mining. It could be mining. But
there is a fishing one that you can get anyway. Yeah. But I'm sure there is hats that you can buy from the vendors. I'm not sure if there's like a level. There might be different level ones. Okay, you might be able to.
Not allowed to apply any enchants. No green, no blue, no pebbles, none of that.
But I mean, if you run around with a fishing pole and a hat on, as long as it's white or gray, sure. I think the big fishing pole is white. Is it the big the one that you used to get over in Desolus? From the crab thing?
All that I know is you're talking about big poles and crabs, and I don't know.
I know, but you know why? Because I have done so much fishing lately. Because I got my legendary fishing pole. So, yeah, I've got so much fishing I need to do.
Man, that's the second time I heard that this week.
I know.
No, but it's awesome. No,
and
no.
You know what? No, okay, I'm going off topic.
No, that's okay.
I got to tell you about this last night.
Oh.
I got a sleeping Murloc in my bag. So I clicked on the sleeping Murloc because it's one of the things that you can fish up, like an extra buff thing. And the Murloc goes running. Like he comes up and he's green and he goes charging everywhere, but he drops fish. So what you have to do is stop fishing and you have to run after him and go over the fish. And then you collect the fish into your bag. And I ended up getting rare ones in my bag that gave me more artifact power for my fishing pole.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, I'm just sharing.
I need to get...
I will tell you all about that when on Thursday week. Night yeah, as well. Okay. Just right. to make sure you remember.
Great.
Yeah, I know. You're so excited. All right. Now, what have we got from the chat room?
Jealous. Anything exciting? Apparently, it's now a quote that enchants are okay in all challenge modes, Stone 2016. Yeah. And as he says, you can change spec, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't turn into a fish yet, Azzy, but trust me.
But she's working on it, yeah. I'm very jealous of you. I'm very jealous because I don't know if I have the patience for it.
I did a dungeon last night where I got more polymorphed into a flopping fish.
What? That's funny.
I did. It was weird. Oh, wow. I was a fish. I was like, what the? I think it was the Eye of Azara. I turned into a fish for something. Yeah, and I was like flopping on the ground. It was quite disturbing. So anyway, what else have we got? So we've got nothing much to go with.
Oh, I said the 8 feet. the 8th flopping fish equals the show title. Well, I kind of like big pulls and grabs, but. I'm not really, but it's more Nisi, right?
What she wants. Ignore the boys.
Is that after the rum? You know, there was, you know, there was apparently lots of rum. There was so much rum in her fruitcake that she could actually fill a glass with it. Yeah, would you like some fruitcake with your rum? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't drink. No. Nope.
And thanks for that message you sent my family, too.
I had a great conversation with your sister. It was great.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah. That was awesome.
I think she's super awesome.
It was hilarious. Thank you for that.
Anytime. I think you should eat more fruitcake again.
We made three fruitcakes, so one's gone, so I have actually got two more. It's just there waiting till Christmas, so yeah. Okay, how about I tell them about our competition time? We don't even have a bumper. Competition time!
That's not good enough.
Whatever. Okay, fine. All right, we have got a cute little mischief pet to give away for the winner, which has been kindly donated by Madness.
Yay! Madness all mine. Madness. Thank you very much.
So what we want to do, yes, thank you very much. It's very, very sweet. So what we would like to do is for you to tell us your best or worst challenge tune moment. And we are quite happy to take email, or Stone will take an audio. Yes.
Wow.
Stone will take audio.
I don't know how high I'm checking. I gotta check for
we
cracks.
Will figure that out later. But if you would like to go into the competition, so that it's for the competition, and because the pet is 100% donation to the charity before Christmas or by the end of the year, it's awesome. So we want to read them out next week, and next week's show will be a call-in show for the end
of... Keep going.
But yeah, so because next week is our last show of the year, we want the entries in, and we will pick a winner. So if you would like to get the mischief pet, and it is so cute, seriously, it is a little black pussycat with green fell stuff. It's so, so cute, and it can sit in your lap like the pussycats can when you have it targeted and do slash sit. They're supposed to sit in your lap. I make mine a giant one who goes running behind me while I'm questing. So that's always fun. But yes, so you guys choose whether you want your best or your worst tune moment. We would just love to hear what you have to say. So, yes.
And how are we going to decide who wins it? It's us, right?
Yeah.
You and I? Okay.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. And what if we don't agree?
Oh, you'll agree with me. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I could not resist.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
No, well, I'm sure we will. We will agree. It's all good. Wrap up.
Did you change this? I think you changed this. Okay, so...
I did not touch anything.
Yeah, right. Our next show is Saturday, December the 17th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern whatever time, and that's Sunday, December the 18th, 10 a.m. Australian Queensland time, which is actually 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Normal time, and that's 1 a.m. Central European time. So next week we don't necessarily have like one guest. It's, you know, if anybody wants to call in, we're going to have a call-in show, and it's just going to be honestly, and if nobody calls in, it's just going to be Lita and I phoning people. So don't be on Skype.
We could have five questions. We could do our five questions.
Five. I have no idea what you're talking about. But for Skype, I would just say the only thing is to... add me on Skype. My ID is STONE Warcraft, all one word. And my profile picture, what does it look like? It's just a rock, right? Yes, it's just a rock.
It's a rock.
So it's a stone. So, you know, if you want to call in, great. And if nobody calls in, Zortz, run.
We pick people.
Run.
Yeah,
you should not be on Skype.
Zortz, you and, might want
to
log out of Skype.
poor Zortz last week, man. Wow. So, yeah. Nisi, again, thank you very much. It's really weird. I thought we just had you on, but when we look back, it was like September. I'm like, really?
Really?
Yeah. And it feels like it was just like a couple weeks ago, but it wasn't. So, thank you again for coming on. You're a great guest. I typed at you in host chat about DC. So, yeah. So.
Well, we really do appreciate, because not only have you given us lots of things to think about, but it's given me a renewed to jump on my druid and really try to push through on her on the Bloodthirsty. So thank you for that. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you, Nisi, and where they can get in contact with you, please?
Sure. Probably the easiest way to get a hold of me is going to be on Twitter at Nisi, BGN, BGN, all capital. I do have a Facebook page sort of going for gaming related things, and that's Nisi BGN as well on Facebook. And I don't have Twitch up and running just yet. Hopefully by March we'll get that going.
Hey, awesome. And you let us know when you do, and we will include all that information. So that's
absolutely
that's very good. All right, where people can find us. You can check out our website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show at podcast@wowchallenges.com. So send in competition stuff and
yes. That's where it should yes. Anyways, okay. Go on. Carry on. You're completely on the right track.
Yeah, thank you. That's really scary, Stone. We are on the same page.
Oh,
way
Lord.
Lots. Anyway, we are also on the page of the Facebooks. See what I did there? Thank you. Facebook.com/wowchallenges. I don't know. Don't forget, check out the YouTube for Stone shaking his head at me, which is all the videos. Awesome. We are WoW Challenges 1. That is the number one on YouTube. So check that out. Don't forget, come catch us live. Last live show next week for the year. We are twitch.tv/WoW Challenges.
So before I do my part, really thank you for everybody that supports us through Patreon. I will tell you, this month has been very rough. And this stuff actually helped me out a lot. So thank you very, very much. I can say thank you so many times, but really, again, thank you. It's not needed, but it's funny just how things worked out this month. It did play a huge part in this month. So thank you again. You can find, thank you. I need better words. I just don't have them. So I can only keep saying thank you 500 times, and Lita can be like, okay, Stone. So we'll just carry on. You can find me on Twitter for Iron Man related stuff is at WoWChallenges. You can also find me on Twitter doing non Iron Man-y stuff, which this month has been kind of hit or miss because my wife is not working this month. She's on vacation, so I don't have time to do non-Iron Man-y stuff and stream and all that stuff. But Twitter is at STONE grasp, like GRASP, like I'm grasping you. You can also find me... big poles, crabs, and grasping. Yes. So you can also find me on a podcast with that one. Hold on. That one? I don't know. That one over there or over there. I think it's over that way. At Adventures in Azeroth. Yes. Once a week.
Sorry. Nice. Once a week. That's exactly right. You can find me. I am on Twitter, which is at Leeta. Wow, that is LEETAWOW. And you can check out my other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Geektopia, and of course, Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. Big thanks to Mark Conan for our awesome intro. We do love it. Thank you very much, Mark Conan. You can check out Mark Conan. He is on Twitter at Mark Conan. Wow. And you can check him out on Torrent Think Tank with Jules. Other than that, I think, what's Surf and Turf? Nisi?
Oh, you guys are talking about crabs and legendaries.
We're not in After Dark yet. We have to end the show first. because the Apple part is still clean tag, and this part is the clean tag. Outside is the not clean tag.
Yeah.
And YouTube is not clean tag, so it's okay. It's just the audio. Anyways, okay, so see you next week and have fun.
Thank you, chat room. Yes. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, Nisi.
No problem. Thank you again.
Cheers.
You're welcome.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leeta. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is in